It is Thursday, April 18th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas. KUAF is supported by contributing listeners and by Malco Theaters and their fan page on Facebook. Fans receive direct movie information to their email inbox. On the web at facebook.com/Malco Theaters to join.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, local reaction to proposed immigration reform in Washington, a preview of what our jazz man Robert Ginsberg calls the jazz event of the year here, and celebrating Earth Day with kids and ukuleles.
But first, 250,000 low-income Arkansans stand to gain private health insurance with federal money, intended for Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act, after legislators passed both funding appropriations and reworded framework bills for the plan last night.
By a vote of 28 yay, 7 nay, the bill is passed. Senator Engrossing.
The key vote came in the Senate with the passing of the plan's funding bill, which needed a 75% majority in both houses. Following the vote, lawmakers reapproved two identical bills laying out the plan. Governor Mike Beebe said it's an example of bipartisanship that will benefit the state.
It's a victory for the people of Arkansas, for the businesses of Arkansas, for hospitals in Arkansas. It's taking something that most Arkansans would never have approved and making it better.
The plan now awaits approval from Washington. Supporters say it will reform a problematic entitlement while providing health insurance for the state's poor and shielding small businesses from fees associated with the Affordable Care Act.
The 2014 race for Arkansas governor now has two Republicans and two Democrats after former Congressman Mike Ross, a Democrat from Prescott, made it official yesterday, announcing his candidacy with a statewide tour. At his final stop of the day on the steps of the Capitol in Little Rock, he championed the progress made by Governor Mike Beebe, also a Democrat, saying that he will work hard for the economy and education.
When I'm elected, you will have a governor that will work day and night to provide educational opportunities and to be this state's biggest economic ambassador, because I believe in the future of Arkansas and I believe in its people.
Mike Ross had ruled out a run for governor after retiring from Congress last year. He reconsidered after Attorney General Dustin McDaniel's departure from the race following an admission of an extramarital affair. Former United States Representative Asa Hutchinson and Little Rock businessman Curtis Coleman are seeking the Republican nomination. Former Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter is also seeking the Democratic nomination.
Arkansas senior U.S. Senator Mark Pryor says he still needs to review a new immigration proposal before deciding how to vote. The bipartisan plan, crafted by 8 senators, includes increased border security measures and a decade-long process to grant citizenship to 12 million undocumented immigrants. Pryor says there are key goals that must be a part of any plan he could support.
We need to enforce the law we have on the books, we need to strengthen our borders, and we need to implement the employee verification of the SAVE Act. I think we need to do that economy-wide. I've had a bill to do that here for the last few years, and we've not been able to get any traction because it would have to be part of a larger immigration deal.
Senator John Bozeman says the immigration proposal before lawmakers is about 800 pages, and his team is looking through it.
Whatever plan you come up with, if you don't secure the border, if you don't make it such that people that come over here on visas actually leave after their visas expired, then you'll be in the same position that we're in now. So be looking at border security, looking at what their plan is as far as holding employers accountable.
The bipartisan immigration plan is also supposed to streamline the visa process for temporary worker programs and clear the entire backlog of family-based visa applicants within 10 years.
As a final hearing is being planned for today on the construction of the Keystone XL pipeline, activists who point to the recent oil spill in Mayflower are making a final push to stop the Trans-Canada pipeline. Susan Connolly is a resident of Marshall, Michigan, where nearly 3 years ago a pipeline burst and polluted the Kalamazoo River. She says oil spills will happen and will deeply affect the well-being of residents who live near the pipelines.
It just happened 3 weeks ago in Mayflower, Arkansas, and we see a mirror image of what occurred to us in Michigan. We must look at the pipeline operators, but also our federal and state legislatures to be there for the people.
Proponents of the Keystone XL pipeline argue that risk assessments have determined that its potential environmental impact will be minimal. Among its supporters, 2nd District Congressman Tim Griffin, who Tuesday joined 16 other lawmakers in sponsoring the Northern Route Approval Act, which supports further implementation of the pipeline.
Bike Bentonville is pushing for a new routine in the work week. Kyla Templeton is with the organization. She says that the group wants to increase cycling awareness in the city, which is why the group wants Bentonville cyclists to start regularly riding their bikes on Fridays.
Kids bike to school and parents bike to school and then to work and then to lunch from their work if they have a bike sharing program at work. But we're working on Bentonville Bike Fridays so that more people and the more bikes we have on the roads, the safer it is for the bikes that are on the roads because drivers become more aware of them.
For more information about the group or four times of coordinated group rides, visit Bike Bentonville's website, bikebentonville.com.
Cloudy and cooler tonight. Lows around 31 in northwest Arkansas, mid to upper 30s for the Arkansas River Valley. Sunshine returns tomorrow. Highs from 54 to 60. Tomorrow night, mostly clear. Lows around 30 in northwest Arkansas, about 37 tomorrow night in the Arkansas River Valley.